Good afternoon. Happy New Year. I don't mind. Or rather, we'd have more testimonies instead of my sermon. But I really appreciate the especially testimony of by Alex and Erica, because this afternoon or this year's theme of this church is discipleship. And we, as you saw on the bulletin, we choose the great commandment of Jesus for this year's test scripture of this church. How many are here? You're Christians. Christians? Okay, thank you. Okay, so how many here discipled Jesus Christ? Yeah, three? Four? Five? Six? Okay. What's the difference between Christians and disciples? What's the difference? The same. Or rather, we should be the disciples of Jesus Christ in the first. Christian is a nickname somebody called the disciples of Jesus Christ. They are always saying Christ. That's why they are Christians, you know. They are crazy for Jesus, or Jesus crazy for Christ. That's why they call Christians. But we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. But I felt as a pastor pastoring this church, would you reduce the volume of this microphone a little bit? Maybe a bit too big for me. I don't think. Okay. Hello. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, as a pastor pastoring this church, I've been thinking about the congregation, the brothers and sisters, and their situations and problems, and and praying, and ask God, what is the theme of this church for next year? I mean, praying for the next year's theme, maybe thinking start from September or something. So meditating and thinking. And finally, I felt, we know Jesus Christ and we believe in Him, but how many are here thinks they are disciples of Jesus Christ? You know, how many are here want to be a good disciples or want to be disciplined as a disciple of Jesus Christ in this church? Of course, they're good believers. You know, they are faithful to Jesus. But Jesus asked the disciples, go out the world and make disciples. You know, he did not ask the disciples to spread the gospels. He did not say so. He did not say, go to the end of the world and make believers. No. He did not command the disciples, make them believe me. No. He said, make them my disciples. This is very important commandment, and this has very important meaning. So I was sort of thinking next year's theme would be this discipleship. And started reading some books, in the Bibles and everything. And I really realized that how I am, and how I understand the discipleship, or, how can I identify as a this disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm a pastor, a father, believer. But I have to be a disciple of Jesus Christ first. This theme of discipleship of this church this year is my theme, you know. So let's think together, and let's talk together, and try to be a good disciples of Jesus Christ together. So let's read Matthew 28:19-20 again. Matthew 28, verse 19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Jesus Christ, He is the Son of God, and He was in heaven, because He created this whole universe, and He became the human being. There are two purposes that He became a man, human being. One is to redeem our sins, to become the perfect sacrifice to redeem our sins. That is the most important purpose, of course. But that is not the only purpose Jesus became a human being. Another purpose is that He trained the disciples. When He started his public life, he got out of his family and started his ministry. What He did first was what? Called the disciples. He went to the Sea of Galilee and called Peter and John and James. Follow me. Right? But when He called the disciples, Jesus did not do anything. He just started His ministry. So the first disciples did not understand who Jesus was. But Jesus knew His period of time, stay with the disciples. So He called the disciples right after He started His ministry. Because He wants to show everything, what He did and what He said, what He thinks, you know, everything to show the disciples. Of course, He taught the crowd, the many people, and He made miracles and healed the disease. But the purpose of of His being a mankind and stay on this earth was to discipline the disciples, to train the disciples. He wants to show as the perfect model of man to His disciples. He called not many disciples, He called 12 disciples, right? Of course, in the Bible says there are more disciples, but especially the 12 were with Jesus. That is His class. So 12 is the best size of the class, I think. So 12, the 12 disciples, they called be apostles by Jesus Christ, but they were always get together with Jesus. He traveled around with Jesus, eat, sleep, and everything. Jesus wants to train this people as disciples, not believers. And then when he left for heaven, he said, he ordered those disciples, make disciples. Which means, do what I did. Make disciples. Train them. So we are called disciples of Jesus Christ. We are not called the believers of Jesus Christ. We are not called the slaves of Jesus Christ. Of course, Paul says, I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. But everybody, he who believe in Jesus Christ, is the disciple of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus wants to train us. Jesus wants to grow us as his disciples. So what's what's the difference between believers and disciples? What do you think? Believers and disciples. Of course, we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, Helper. We pray to Him or through Him. And we ask Him as a believers. That's great. This is our privilege. But that is important as a believers, but I don't think that is not the attitudes of disciples. I don't say that is not wrong. That's correct as a believers, because Jesus tells us pray. Whatever you happen to you, ask me. I'll come to help you. But Jesus wants us to be his disciples. Which means Jesus wants to train us as believers. Jesus wants us to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. So believers a passive or negative attitude. They want their Lord or God to do something for them. Like Japanese. Most of Japanese go to shrines and temples the first day of the year. They don't go other 364 days. Yeah. You know, the first day, and throw some monies and ask the safe or success, and that's all. That's believers. They just pray. Please do this and do this and do this. Ask. That's the attitude of the believers. If we do like this, even to Jesus Christ, that is the same. Jesus, please do this and do this, do this. Japanese do once a year, but Christians do every day. What's the difference? Of course, we pray to the right one. That's the totally difference. But if we just ask something, that's the attitude of prayer. That's the believers. Disciples wants to be trained, wants to grow. Is that the attitude of disciples? Wants to point out 3 points of the disciples. Number one, disciples try to obey the master. Let's open John 10:27. John 10:27. The Gospel of John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. In Greek, this listen means recognize, you know, knows the difference between voices. Because the sheep knows their own shepherd. There are many voices in this world, but we, disciples, has to listen to or recognize the voice of our master, our shepherd. The believers pray, but they just ask. They just request. But the disciples do not only ask, but they listen. If you spend 10 minutes to ask something, 10 minutes to listen. That's the attitude of disciples. Change our prayer lifestyles. We have prayer lists. Lord, Jesus, Father, do this and do this, and please do this and do this and do this. Amen. Okay, let's start the day. No, that is not the attitude of disciples. If you pray, if you ask, spend time, 10 minutes, spend 10 minutes to listen. Just meditate or open your Bible. Because the sheep listen to the shepherd. That is the attitude of disciples. Then we follow him. We follow him. Sheep follow the shepherd. But sometimes we let Jesus follow us. Sometimes we go somewhere around and then, oh, I'm stuck. Lord Jesus, help me. Come on here. You know, I'm here. Lord, come here and help me. That is the attitude of believers. Bible says, the sheep follow me. Which means we follow Jesus Christ. Start your day with prayer of listening. And have an attitude to follow Jesus Christ. Not make him follow you. Not make him listen to you. Listen to your master. We pray, Lord, open your ears and listen to my prayers. No. That is the attitude of believers. Open your own ears and listen to your shepherd, your master, and obey and follow. That is the attitude of disciples. And number two, disciples try to learn. Try to master. Jesus is the perfect teacher. He teaches you, where? Here? In the church? No. He teaches you wherever you are. Because Jesus said, what? In the Great Commandment. I'll be with you. till the end of the world. Jesus promised to us, he commanded that make disciples of all nations. And also he promised, surely I am with you always to the very end of this age. For why? Why he is with us? For help us? No. To teach us. He is with us as a master, as a teacher. So his class is open 24 hours, 365 days. Wherever you are. So if you have problems, if you got stuck something, how do you say, Lord, help me? No. That isn't an attitude of the disciples. If you have problems, say to your master, Lord, teach me. Teach me. I want to learn something. Because that is your homework. That is the test, or that is the lesson from your master. Sometimes so hard, difficult, but that is the lesson to you. Your lovely master gives you that lesson to make you grow as his disciple. Change your prayer. Stop, ask help, but ask him teach. Lord, I want to learn something. Teach me. Because your teacher is surely be with you always. Wonderful, perfect teacher is with us. And finally, as disciples, try to imitate the master. Imitate the master. Let's open Luke 6:40. Luke 6:40. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 40. A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. What a promise! Everyone, every single person who is fully trained will be like his teacher. So everyone could be like Jesus. That's the promise. Oh, no, Lord, Master Jesus, I'm not that kind of good student. What kind of people are the first disciples? They're good? They're special, trained, talented people, the first disciples? They're ordinary people. Peter, John, James, Matthew, even Jude betrayed his master. But Jesus put him in his disciples. Simon, Zero. James and John was called the son of Thunder. They're not special. Why Jesus chose those kind of people as the first disciples? If Jesus chose some genius, you know, like Nobel Award winners. No one can be like them, you know. Jesus chose the normal, ordinary people, the first disciples, because others the same. We could be like them. Peter betrayed his master, but he became the pastor of the first church. And he followed Jesus, and finally he was crucified. Others the same. Everyone is like, who is fully trained, will be like his teacher. But, so I imagine the first disciples, you know, they think always, they imagine Jesus Christ always. If wherever they were, they think, well, this kind of situation, how Jesus reacted, what Jesus said, what Jesus did, what would Jesus do? Because they're disciples of Jesus Christ. They are always thinking, you know, how Jesus did. But they try to imitate Jesus. So disciples are the people who try to imitate their master. So we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We try to imitate him. We want to try to like him. Of course, we are different, but we, everyone, every single person here, every single Christians, they're disciples of Jesus Christ, try to be like their master. So, disciples of Jesus Christ that obey the master and learn from the master and imitate the master. How many who are here are the disciples of Jesus Christ? Disciples of Jesus Christ? You are the disciples of Jesus Christ? Amen? No? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you that you are our God. And thank you, you are perfect, absolute feeling that you love this church and you love single one of our members here. And you expect us as your disciples, Lord. Lord, we are called as your disciples, but we do not know what the meaning of disciples of Jesus Christ. Lord, this year we restart our class. We re-enter the class of Jesus Christ as your students, as your disciples. Lord, train us, disciple us, teach us, Lord, as your disciples, because you want to grow you as Lord. Lord, we listen to your voice, not just bring our prayers to you, Lord. We want to listen to your voice, and we want to follow you. Lord, we want to learn from you. Lord, you, wherever we are, our teacher is with us and teach us, Lord. Lord, when we have problems, let us pray, not help, but teach. Lord, we want to be like you, Lord. We are just a dust of this earth, but you call me your disciple, not your slave, but your disciple. Thank you, Lord. We are your disciples. Lord, change our lives. Change our mind. Change our faith. Change into be like you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.